people want to go from where they are today to whatever their desired outcome is, that your offer helps them get there as fast as possible with the least amount of effort and time on their part. So if you sit and think, okay, what is something that you could add in that if you added it in, people are like, oh, done. Like, that is so worth the value. And I know if I have that, I'll get to that outcome. You are listening to the Embodied Marketing Podcast, episode number 633. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Happy Thursday. If you are tuning in live, I've been definitely still on a high from the weekend, from the event, but it's been a really beautiful example of the growth that I've had over the last 6 months, because coming off this event, I really could feel the deep need for going inward, stillness, processing, just being with myself and kind of allowing everything that just happened to sit with me for a few days and process and rest, because it was definitely one of the most exhausting things I've ever done. The weekend itself, but also leading up to it. And I knew, okay, I was in a little bit of a season of grinding, putting on an event for 80 people in 5 weeks' time requires that. And I was very intentional that after that, I was going to refine that harmony. And so this week, I've pushed deadlines. I have kind of just allowed myself to do only what is absolutely required. And as a result of that, have found so much creativity, so much inspiration that I don't think I would have found had I just jumped back in and been like, let's just keep pushing and trucking forward. So the actual experience in and of itself is actually such an incredible example of being fully embodied and in alignment. So today's podcast episode, we're going to be back to some specific marketing strategies. And I love pulling questions that I was asked, because that just tells me they're exactly what people need to hear. And this is a question I'm actually asked a lot because it's a very common scenario. And so I'm going to share my strategy. So this is a tactical, strategic episode. I was feeling that you guys wanted that. So let's dive into it. So a very common question I'm asked is when people are either planning for a live launch, or this is also very common, in the middle of a live launch and they want to increase sales. Maybe they're not getting as many sales as they should, or they were want, not they should, but that they were hoping that their goal was, they're not hitting their sales goal, or they're planning for a live launch and they want to make sure that they are doing everything possible to hit those sales goals. So when I talk about a live launch, to me, a live launch is defined as it has some sort of a date. So it has a live webinar, it has the release of something on a certain date, you know, the launch of a new offer, something that is not going to run every single day and put people through an evergreen funnel, but it has that live component to it. Now, these strategies can definitely be implemented into any and all strategies, but they are specific to live launches. And so if you were to come up to me and ask me the question of, Emily, I'm in the middle of a live launch, I got leads and they're not converting, this is what I would tell you to go do. So first, there's five total. And the first one is creating a deeper connection with your leads through ways like Instagram stories, maybe a bonus live video, a bonus Q&A. There's a lot within live launching that you kind of have to feel into when you're in the middle of the experience, because you're getting feedback from leads that you might give you an idea. And so as much as I love planning, and I think it's really important to have a plan with your marketing strategy and know what you're doing and, you know the funnel and the emails and the promo calendar and everything that's happening, there's like 10 to 15% of what you do that needs to be checked in with and make sure there's nothing off the cuff or a pivot that needs to happen. And so I find myself a lot of times in launches where I might do a live webinar, and then the energy and the interaction and the questions and my own teaching within that live webinar gives me an idea, and I want to go implement that idea after the webinar. And so this is assuming that you have leads. Like, I'm really focusing this episode on you have leads coming into this live launch, or you will have leads, and you want to make sure you're converting all those leads. If you have those leads, then the best way to make sure you get sales is to connect with them. Like, don't overcomplicate that. What would that look like? How could you form a deeper connection? How could you serve those leads and build that trust? And so this could look like showing up extra on Instagram stories and maybe talking about a couple of specific stories that you feel they need to hear. This could be mid-launch, you're going to throw in a bonus Q&A call. You're going to throw in a bonus call where you're going to show behind the scenes of something, or you're going to take a couple of people live and help them achieve XYZ result. Maybe you do a bonus live video. Like, what can you do, especially during the prime live launch window, to create that deeper connection? Because that will lead to sales. The next thing is, obviously, before your live launch, you're going to have plans for sales emails, maybe sales social posts, and different ways to convert your leads. But I often find, especially if you're in the middle of a live launch and you're like, okay, I have leads, I have traffic, I'm mid live launch and they're not converting, the first thing I say to do is go to your any place that you have sales copy, your social media posts, your emails, go look at them with fresh eyes. And ask yourself, how could I take this a level deeper? How could I make sure this speaks to outcomes, speaks to results, speaks to their desires? How could I make sure this really comes from my heart? How can I make sure that when somebody gets this next sales email that's planned out in my launch, that they feel something? Maybe it's a story, maybe it's something on your mind, maybe it's a specific desire you know they have and you're going to talk about it deeper than ever, you're going to get vulnerable. Anytime I'm not hitting, you know, because I still have experiences too where we had a goal and it's like, all right, we're a little behind our goal, like what can we do, right? So if you have leads and you're getting no sales, or you have leads and you're not getting enough sales, you have the leads. And so the communication that's going to the leads, that's already planned to go to the leads, is a top priority, right? So go back to it with fresh eyes. Go back to it with the experience that you may have had already, because maybe you've done the live webinar or you've partly showed up in the live launch and you've gotten feedback, and maybe you've off the cuff said something that you couldn't have pre-planned, but in the moment it came out. Make sure that your all of your sales copy, your emails, your posts really hit on those pain, frustration, and desires. And focus on the ideal customer and not you. Focus on what's in it for them. What are the outcomes? What are the emotions? And how do you get them over the edge to buy? And if you haven't started the live launch, let's say you're planning for a live launch, then either as you write these or go review what you have, just look at it fresh through that lens of like, if I pull out this individual email and I think of my ideal customer, like close your eyes and I really imagine them. I imagine them getting this email. I imagine them opening it up in their inbox. What are they going to feel? And what do I want them to feel? And how do I get them in that state? Do I want them to feel inspiration? Do I want them to feel like they can do this and they need to take this action? Do I want them to feel seen? Do I want them to feel connected? Do I want them to feel like they can see the ultimate dream they have coming to life? Do I want them to feel acknowledged? Like, what do I want them to feel at each individual sales asset that you have? And just improve that communication 10%. The next strategy, the third out of fifth strategy, and this is something especially if someone comes to me and says, I have no sales and I'm in the middle of a live launch and I have leads. Then typically, if you're in that situation, that means you have leads who have said to you, I want what you have, right? Because they wouldn't have signed up for whatever your live launch was, your webinar, whatever. They wouldn't have signed up for that if they didn't want to solve the problem you're solving, that your offer is solving. So if you're not selling or not selling enough of your offer and where you want to be, then the problem is the offer, or the way the offer is being communicated, because they are the right leads. They wouldn't have signed up for your webinar if they weren't, or whatever your live launch is. And so our options are, do what I said before, improve your sales language, increase your connection, or make it even more of a no-brainer to buy this offer, which you can add in some sort of really juicy, really good bonus as a surprise. And so thinking about my rule of thumb with any bonus that you add to an offer is what can get somebody to their result where they want to go faster and easier. That is always a good bonus, right? Because people want to go from where they are today to whatever their desired outcome is that your offer helps them get there as fast as possible with the least amount of effort and time on their part. So if you sit and think, okay, close my eyes, thinking about my offer, here's what it includes, here's how it's going to help people. What is something that you could add in that if you added it in, people are like, oh, done. Like that is so worth the value. And I know if I have that, I'll get to that outcome. This typically is in the form of maybe like an audit of something, a 30-minute call where it has a specific outcome, some sort of small done for you component. And, you know, if you're in a situation where you're mid live launch and you're not getting sales, or you're doing this live launch for the first time and you want to make sure you get sales, if you add in a really good bonus, and let's say it takes a lot on your part to execute, like it's a 30-minute call with you. Okay, you don't have to do that every single time, right? You could just offer that this live launch and get a handful of calls, do them one time and you're done. Like it's not a forever commitment. And so I do sometimes find that people have resistance because they're like, oh, that's a lot of work, or, you know, I wanted a more automated offer. And I get that, but we need to sell your offer. Like we need to figure out what is going to push people over the edge. And if a really incredible bonus that one time around takes a lot of your time, or not even a lot, right? Like takes a bit of your time. It's not forever. You can just do this one time, right? But then you know, like let's say you get sales, you add in this bonus, you get sales from adding in this bonus. Now you know, okay, that bonus is what pushed people over the edge. So if I don't want to deliver that bonus, I have to find a different way to either communicate in my offer that they're still going to get the result that that bonus created, or create some sort of bonus that I could deliver that still does that thing, right? Because it validated, okay, people really wanted that. They reacted to it. So if you're going into a launch, you're not mid-launch, because I recognize a lot of you listening to this podcast aren't going to be in the middle of a launch. But if you are planning a launch in the future, thinking about what is a really good bonus that I could have that makes it such a no-brainer, makes the value so obvious of my offer, and makes people feel like they're going to get to their end result faster and easier. I'm a big fan of bonuses. It pushes people over the edge. And also, I always create bonuses from a place of, okay, truly, what could I do that would give people extra support and guidance to get them to the end result? Because I want everybody to get to the end result. Okay, so that was the third strategy. We've got two more. Now, this one is definitely more time intensive, but it works for those first few launches that you have within your business, and you're really just trying to get those sales and prove that offer. And that's actually reaching out to all your leads, sending maybe a DM or a personal email. Maybe you record a video and you send it to them. So I had someone in my bonus client VIP day ask me a question, which was, she was in the middle of a live launch. She's in our essential program. She was like mid live launch, and she had 100 and I think 120 leads who signed up for her webinar, which is awesome. And she was mid live launch and she hadn't hit her sales goal yet. And she was like, okay, what can I do? And I said, well, you have 120 people who said that they want your support because they wouldn't have signed up for your webinar otherwise. If you really want to get those sales and you're willing to put in the energy and the effort and the time to get there, I want you to reach out to all of those 120 people and reach out with a message like, hey, I know you recently signed up for my webinar XYZ. I'm so excited that you are here, or I'm so excited to be supporting you with XYZ. I just wanted to connect and see what your biggest struggle is when it comes to, or I just wanted to connect and see how you're feeling after the webinar. Something where you ask a question and you reach out, because what that does is it opens the door for conversations. Imagine if you were in a room with 120 of your ideal customers, right? Like a physical room. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people, right? There is no way you wouldn't get a few sales when you have a really good offer. You just have to have the conversations. You just have to create the connections. Now, is individually reaching out to every lead that you get in the future sustainable? No, that's not a forever strategy. But in your first live launch, or in a live launch where you're determined to hit a sales goal and you're not quite there yet, that's going to get you there. Because having those conversations, not only is it going to equal sales because you're making these connections, but also it's going to give you the feedback to close the gaps and to close the holes of why you're not getting sales. So if you really want to get those sales and you really want to crush a live launch and you're willing to put in that time, I want you to put a correlation to the number of leads you have as if it was people in a physical room with you. I think we undervalue lead volume, right? And we're like, oh, 100 leads, like that's not very much. That's a lot of people. You for sure can get sales, right? If you have a good offer, which this client did, like it's just a matter of forming the connection, building the trust, and pushing them over the edge. Not even pushing them over the edge, leading them over the edge. Let me reframe that, because it's not pushing. When you have an offer, it's like, it's just forming that connection. So I would do some form of personal outreach, open up the door for a conversation, see where that conversation leads. And honestly, one thing I told this client too is I was like, if you're willing, like get on 15, 20 minute calls with them. Do whatever you have to do to get those first few sales, because 0 to 1 is way harder than 1 to 10. Right? Those first few sales are the most amount of work. What you do to get those first few sales, it's what I call in the connector phase. You have to probably put in more time, energy, and effort than you will to go from 1 to 10 when you get to build a more sustainable strategy around it. That's okay. That's the season of business. It's not going to be like that forever. So I also told this client, hey, reach out to those people. And if it fits, like get on a 15, 20 minute call with them. I know that long term, closing people to the price of your offer on a call is not sustainable. But right now, to get you those first few sales, that might be what we have to do. And you want the sales, let's do it. And she was totally game. So that's the fourth strategy. The fifth strategy, this is really after the launch to increase overall sales and overall revenue. If you launch an offer and you feel like, okay, a huge percentage of my leads and my audience that I just launched this to isn't quite ready for my offer, whether it's financially or where they are in their business or what they're willing to invest in with their health or whatever problem that you solve, you can consider a downsell. So you could consider, okay, what's one kind of micro result that I could get somebody to get them to be an ideal customer for my core offer? Could I pull that out of my offer and offer it as a downsell? You have to be really careful with this one because it's very custom based on your business if I would recommend this or not. If this is going to take away from you really optimizing your core offer and making sales to your core offer, then I wouldn't do it. If it's easy for you to create some sort of downsell with existing assets and you genuinely feel that you have a large amount of people and leads within your pool of leads that aren't ready for your offer, this could be a value, but you don't want to use it to lose focus. Because especially at the beginning stages, like before you're at multiple 6 to 7 figures, you really don't need multiple offers. You want to optimize one, but sometimes we realize that our core offer might be a very high level or higher ticket offer, and our business might grow more if we optimize an offer one level below that to create the ideal customers for the higher level offer. Again, this is very custom to your business. So I wouldn't recommend this for everybody, but I do want to mention it because I did also recommend that to this client. I said, after this live launch, do the outreach to the 120 people, try to get on calls, like do whatever you have to do to get the sales. And then afterwards, she had a piece that she could easily pull out from her offer. I said, pull that out and offer that at a really good price. And so that was a strategy I recommended. So those are 5 launch strategies you can implement to increase sales. And I think this was definitely a very tactical episode. Again, you can implement these also in evergreen funnels, like lead gen funnels. This is just marketing 101, but I specifically wanted to tailor it to those scenarios of I'm either about to be in a live launch or I'm in the middle of a live launch and I need to do whatever it takes to increase sales. Because getting those first initial sales is such an initiative, initiation to success. So I hope you guys found this helpful. Thank you so much for all of the support, all of the messages, all of the beautiful reflections. I feel so seen by this community. I feel so supported. I feel so clear on my purpose. And I'm just so grateful, truly grateful for you. Each one of you behind this podcast listening right now, you are what allows me to be in my gifts and be in my purpose and continue to serve. And honestly, like, you are why I am here. So thank you so much. And I will talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening to the Embodied Marketing Podcast. If you love this episode and want deeper support with your marketing, head over to helpmystrategy.com to see how embodied marketing can help you take your marketing to the next level, no matter where you're at today. We identify exactly where you are and provide you with a 90-day roadmap to get you to that next level. Whether you need support selling your offer for the first time, building a funnel and marketing strategy around an existing offer, scaling something that's worked on a small level, or making sure your marketing strategy guarantees you meet your revenue goals, we have the solution. You need something customized to your business, and you need marketing that addresses all areas of your business and actually works. We are the only team out there who can do that and bring the most up-to-date, innovative strategies there are. Head over to helpmystrategy.com to book a free strategy audit with my team.